And that completes our public hearings for the evening. Moving on to other business, we have several items of other business. The first one being OV Associates LLC, commercial site plan on Route 26.
This is a preliminary site plan for a three-story, 37-room motel located on 1.58 acres. The site is zoned C1. It's located on the north side of Route 26, across from the Lord Baltimore Elementary School near Ocean View. The building setbacks meet the minimum requirements of the zoning code. The front yard average setback is 30 feet. Front yard setback is 30 feet. The average front yard setback could be 29 feet. That's permitted by the zoning ordinance. There were other buildings in that area are non-conforming. The maximum building height is noted at 42 feet. 60 parking spaces are required. 64 are proposed. There are 10 spaces within the front yard setback, which are subject to site plan review. There's other commercial projects in the immediate area that have parking within the front yard setback. They've provided a loading space. There are no impacts to the 404 and state title wetlands on the site, since the parcel was created prior to the 50-foot buffer from state title wetlands buffer ordinance. Buffer is not required from the title wetlands. A portion of the site's in an AE flood zone. It has a base elevation of 7 feet. Central sewer will be provided by the county. Central water will be provided by Tidewater Utilities. The final site plan will need to include the wetlands consultant signature. If you grant preliminary approval, final could be subject to the office receiving all agency approvals, and we provided you a copy of this site plan.
Thank you, Mr. Abbott. And Mr. Robertson, I don't know if you had any comment on the part of the notes that indicates that this parcel was created prior to the 50-foot buffer that's not required.
Yeah, when you look at it's section 115.193 of the code that talks about that, it does create grandfathering for, admittedly, it's a little bit less than clear. Subdivisions are, as I think Mr. Abbott put in the notes, parcels created prior to the establishment of the buffer requirements or site plans that were approved prior to that. Obviously, in this case, it's a site plan that we're looking at now. And so I think that the position that the office has taken is, since the lot was created as part of some prior subdivision, it's grandfathered with regard to the buffer requirements.
Thank you. Thank you for the...
Originally, there was no setback from the title wetlands. Right. Then we created a 20-foot buffer setback from the wetlands. And then two years later, we created a 50-foot, and there's clauses that refer back to when the parcel was created. Uses the word parcel more than does the improvements.
Yeah.
Might need to be cleaned up a little bit, but that's what it's at.
Yeah. Historically, I believe this was a site of Townsend Feed and Seed. It's an old Southern States-type building that will be torn down. So, gentlemen, Mr. Chairman, regarding this request by Ocean View Associates, LLC, my motion is for preliminary approval of this site plan, with final approval subject to the staff receiving all agency approvals, period.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Ocean View Associates LLC commercial site plan on Route 26 as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all of the permits. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.